What it really is that you're seeing areas of blood flow through the brain. And so the central theory behind functional MRI is that if an area of your brain becomes activated, i.e., if a bunch of neurons suddenly fire in that area of the brain, those neurons get hungry. And so they want more blood. And so they fire, the blood comes rushing in, and it turns out that in each of your little red blood cells, there are these molecules of hemoglobin, and when they change state by giving up their oxygen to the hungry neurons, they emit this little signal that is detectable by functional MRI. So what you're looking at, what I said in my article is that functional MRI measures the pathways that thoughts have taken through the brain, like footprints in wet sand. The thing is, like footprints in wet sand, there's a slight delay between the actual event of the firing neurons and the area of the brain being activated and the blood flowing in. So that's, if you're going to look at functional MRI really hard, that's one of the questions that you need to look at is, are you actually measuring the, or are you actually mapping the pathways that thoughts take through the brain, or are you mapping some other thing having to do with blood flow that actually has nothing to do with the thoughts?
Well,
well,
hold a
there's
second,
a,
wait, because I don't understand.
Well, she thought it would take longer, but they actually did it in less than an hour. And what I got was really dozens of images of my brain, both what's called structural MRI, which is the older form of MRI, which is used really to, you know, to find brain tumors and stuff like that. And a structural MRI is almost like an X-ray. It's basically a picture of the hardware in there. It's a picture of your brain. And they take these pictures in very thin slices of your brain. So it's, in a sense, you know, a guided tour of various levels of depth in your brain. And it was a very uncanny experience because I'm medically naive and had never had an MRI before, to look at a series of just the structural pictures of my brain, including, for instance, my eyeballs and my optic nerves. It's very weird to sit there looking at your own optic nerves. It's a very meta experience.
Now, here's what I understand. You have, while you're looking, they say, here's your amygdala, here's your caudate, here's your thalamus, here's your, and they show you specific sections of the brain which they are very interested in. Why are they interested in those sections?
Well, first of all, I should clarify that stuff that I wrote about in my article about the amygdala and the rostral cingulate, et cetera, and the activity in my brain during deception, that's talking about functional MRI,
oh, okay, we're
which
not
is
there
different
yet.
than structural MRI. So the thing about functional MRI is that even though theoretically it's a much cooler thing than structural MRI because you're actually supposedly watching the traces of thoughts in process. In a way, they look much less interesting than structural MRI because they look like very crude pictures of the brain with colorful spots lit up. They're like, you know, pictures of sunspots that have been mapped for temperature. So, you know, some parts are green and some parts are red. And so, in a sense, the structural MRI was more visually compelling because I'm like actually looking at the inside of my skull. But the functional MRI, which was why I was there, is has more implications because what the functional MRI is doing is it's watching, you could say, the software of your brain in action.